Okay, I think she turned it on now.
Yay! Mommy turned it on. Thank you, dear. She's whispering to us, folks.
Which
dirty looks? Dirty looks. Oh well. Gotta be nice to her, she says.
To be fair, she is editing all the audio at the first.
Yep. Alrighty. We'll get started here.
Hi, this is Joe Field, the founder of Free Comic Book Day and Flying Colors Comics in Concord, California. And you are listening to the Comic Pop Library.
To another episode of Comic Pop Gameplay, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
Logan here.
And today we are going to be looking at some booster packs to the Yu-Gi-Oh! Legendary Duelist Sisters of the Rose. Mm-hmm. These came to us again from Hill & Knowlton Strategies, so I want to say thank you to them. Konami, of course, is the brand that's helping us out here with the Yu-Gi-Oh! Cards reviews, as well as the folks at Hill & Knowlton, like Tim Klein, Lindsay Barber, and Allison Vixent. So do appreciate all the love that you're giving to Comic Pop Library. We're having fun going through the cards like this.
Yep.
This one is going to be a little bit shorter because they only sent us two packs. So it's going to be a quick episode. But before we start, we'll give you a little bit of a description of Sisters of the Rose. It introduces brand new cards inspired by the duelist's most daring strategies from the pantheon of Yu-Gi-Oh! Manga and anime series. And it features, of course, with sisters, has Maya, has Alexis, and Akiza's, and probably a few others mixed in there. But those are the main three that they're really concentrating on. Whether you want to power a single monster up to stratospheric proportions, create an inhospitable field environment that makes monsters wish they'd never be summoned, or just endlessly duplicate your favorite monster, you'll have something to look forward to with this set. And this is already out. It came out January 11th. So you can probably go to your gaming stores, your department stores, and like Walmart, Target, get your packs there. The suggested retail price is $1.99, and you get 5 cards per pack.
Mm-hmm.
Logan's going
to
start.
They're generally set up to sell in multiple packs in the at least department stores like Walmart.
Okay. If you go to a hobby store, you probably get them in individuals because they usually get them in boxes instead of the packs like the Walmart and Target. So you are correct in that.
Mm-hmm. And the packs themselves have My Valentine with 2 harpies on the front.
Of course, that's what Maya's famous for, is the harpies.
Yep. And the first ones we got are Special Schedule, a spell card with a, well, it looks like a train stop with a magic circle as the stopping part, a traffic light, and a vaguely Egyptian boatish train. I'm not sure exactly.
Don't mess up my schedule. It's kind of a subway.
Yeah.
Rather than a train, I'd say subway.
Yeah,
tunnel.
That sounds kind of more accurate. Next is a Ritual Monster. Cyber Angel Dakini, which is a blue four-armed girl with orange armor, a yellow headdress, a curved sword, short or straight sword, and a staff.
So she gonna stick you from all different directions.
Yep.
Okay, cool. And this is about an 8-star monster, so that's kind of cool. It kind of almost looks like the one of the Hindu.
Yeah, that's
what is that? Extreme, I can't think of that god's name.
Shiva, or I have no clue, honestly.
She has the same bluish coloration on her skin and everything too,
and so multiple hands, though less, I think.
Cool. 2,700 attack, 2,400 defense.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Okay. Next is Lunalight Blue Cat, which is
a blue cat.
It's gotta be a blue cat. Blue hair and cat ears and tail.
Oh.
Little half moon one side glasses thing.
Okay.
Red monocle in the shape of a half moon that covers her entire eye and area above and below it.
Okay. Can she see? No.
My mind's thinking of not dancer, but not circus either for the outfit.
Not dancer, not circus, okay.
But something like that.
Okie dokie.
My mind's catching on those two ideas, but it's saying not exactly those.
Almost looks like something that would come out of a marionette.
Yeah.
Ladybug. I can see it. Ladybug.
Uh-huh.
Kind of something that I could see coming from there. But if you just glance at it, you kind of lose the proportions. But when you actually look at it, you can see the figure and all that stuff. But yeah. But just glancing at it, it's a little jumbled. But that's cool.
Next is Blue Rose Dragon.
Another blue.
Which is a blue rose with a tail instead of a stem, two blue wings out of the side, and a dragon head poking out of the bud.
Oh my gosh.
Or okay. More accurately, a little teeny tiny dragon type thing with blue wings and a purple body and a
blue rose around its neck.
As a mane, basically.
Yeah, that's different. I've never seen one like that before. That's kind of neat.
Mm-hmm.
Not something, it's nothing that, it's the coolest thing ever, but it's kind of neat how they designed that. They literally put the rose on the creature. Okay. So the last card in this pack
it's a Cyber Egg Angel, which there's metal green wings and there's a egg shape made of hexagons, but there's a yellow light shining through the middle of the egg, which is kind of breaking apart to show you that the egg is in fact made of hexagons.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is anything in the egg, I'm assuming?
That yellow light, but that's it.
So the eggshell itself is the creature?
Pretty much. And the little orb piloting it.
It's kind of different.
Uh-huh.
Okay. With this set, you actually have 56 cards for the set. Mm-hmm. You have 29 commons, 10 rares, 8 super rares, and 9 ultra rares to collect in this set. Some of the cards you should be able to get is Black Garden Field Spell. That's one of Akiza's cards. Black Rose Dragon, which we actually got one, which is her
blue rose.
Oh, that's blue. So my bad. Wrong color. Black Rose Dragon, which is one of our signature cards. Of course, with Maya, you're getting the Harpies. We didn't get any Harpies in this pack.
But maybe on the next one.
True. And then one that's probably the biggest one is the Super Dreadnought Rail Cannon Juggernaut Lib. This is a 11 rank XYZ monster that you can play on top of any of your rank 10 machine XYZ monsters. Its effect lets you boost the attack all the way to 6,000 and plow through numerous monsters with multiple attacks in the same battle phase. So that's pretty powerful.
Yeah.
So Logan's opened up the last pack here. Like I said, we only had two packs, so this is going to be a shorter episode, but we'll see what
A different Cyber Angel. Edatin, another ritual, but this time it's just a gal in a full suit of armor. She has a really roughly sort of helmet thing that has eyes of its own.
Oh,
okay. So I think that's basically the head of one of those lizards that the things puff out, the neck puffs out, except for they made it into a helmet and it's red metally.
Metally?
Yeah, metalish red. And she's breaking the path on into light, and she has a world in the background.
Oh, I like that one. I like the flash on the bottom going up. And that's cool. Looks like a space scene.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Yeah, cool.
She's basically
going. Cool. I like that one. And these are, like you said, rituals, so they're blue borders rather than the tan.
And next is one from my set. Yeah. Elegant Egotist.
Ah, there you go.
Is a set of hexagons with, well, basically rows of triangles that are intersecting each other with the borders on each of the triangles.
Okay.
At least one per triangle showing the face of a gal with red hair.
Huh.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, it's is it a kaleidoscope effect?
Kind of, yeah.
That you have, and each image in the kaleidoscope, like Logan was saying, is the face of the girl.
Yeah. A girl with red hair.
Or a woman.
Yeah. You only see her face. You don't really.
So you don't really know for sure. Yeah, that's kind of cool. It's different because if you're just glancing at it, you're not going to see the faces. It's again, another one of those cards where you got to.
I have never noticed the faces till this time I looked at it, honestly. And the next is one of those signature cards you talked about, the Synchro Monster Black Rose Dragon.
Oh, we did get the Black Rose Dragon. Cool.
It has the red rose with the red wings with kind of petally looking feathers on it.
Uh-huh.
But the head, instead of being a little tiny dragon head popping out, is an actual neck and greatly horned red and black dragon head.
Okay.
The tail is much larger and you can definitely see its feet dangling down there.
So this is a much bigger one.
Yeah.
It looks, and the body looks like the thorns, the stem with thorns all on it, so that's kind of cool. That's neat. It's different how they were, almost reminds me of the Rose Bowl Parade. You got to make everything out of flowers or stuff like that, so that's kind of cool that they got inspiration from a flower for both the blue and this Black Rose Dragon. And this has a gray border around it.
Yeah, Synchro Monster.
Okay, cool.
Next one is Mark of the Rose, which has, I think it's guy with purple skin, bluish green hair, turquoise hair, maybe. You can see the hints of red armor or noble clothes or whatever, but you basically see it's focused on his face with a tattoo of a rose in black with a red aura around it on his cheek.
Almost makes me think of something out of Sailor Moon or something.
Kind of.
The lead character got a tattoo of a rose. What was that, Tuxedo Mask? Something similar to that type of a character, but got a tattoo of a rose on my cheek. Or is it a birthmark shaped like the rose?
This one.
Not too bad. What's we got?
Next
one
one's another rare. Just one more.
One more card.
Incarnated Machine Angel, which you can see the Machine Angel we got from this one. I think it was Edaton. Yeah. On our knees, beckoning out a different Machine Angel or Cyber Angel.
Oh, these were cybernetic angels, aren't they? Instead of machine?
Cyber or machine, I'm not sure.
That's...
Yeah, Cyber Angel. For some reason, the spell is machine, but it does reference cyber angels as the cards it works with.
Okay.
But yeah. But she's on her knees and calling out a different cyber angel with, I think it's called a warfan that's on the end of a chain.
Okay.
And her little headdress thing looks like lightning bolts. Also, apparently,
shocking.
Edaton's headdress ends in turbo boosters. Yes, that is apparently a thing.
Shocking experience that we turbo boost away.
Yeah.
Huh. That's different.
They kind of
so it's
look
got
like
two characters
right
on there. Okay. The one character that's being shocked is a little bit harder to see because it's in the background.
Yeah, and I think it's
where the other
more,
one's more in the foreground.
Being summoned instead of shocked, but it's, you could see
shocked.
It either way. You could see it either way.
Shocking your back. Looks like trying to run away. Like, oh, no, you don't. I'm going to shock you. Mm. Okay, cool. So those the 10 cards that we got in the two packs that Hillenotin sent us to look at and visit about. So we got one of the signature cards, so that's always kind of cool. That's neat. But so these are ones that if you're definitely a Yu-Gi-Oh! Trading card collector, you're going to want to put within your collection. You know, if you're going to be dueling, you might cherry pick some of the cards you really like to put within your deck. Libraries, remember out there that you can always do dueling. You don't have to necessarily be an official site to do dualies. You can just have people come in. There is a lot of reading on these cards. You know, you have that if you, and I don't know if libraries can actually try to become a actual official dueling site. I'm not sure. Never really looked into it. Might have to see about that maybe at some point. But otherwise, you find your gaming store somewhere possibly, and most of them will be an official site and will have evenings where they do Yu-Gi-Oh! Specific tournaments. But again, these are from the legendary Duelist Sisters of the Rose.
And it has the name that seems to focus on the 5D's character, but only the original series character on the package.
Well, I think even today, Maya is still the most recognizable.
Probably.
Except for maybe Taya.
Yeah, true. Or
she might be more recognizable than Taya.
Or it's just we think that because we watched the original one.
Yeah, true. We're getting old.
Yeah.
Before we leave out, I want to thank a couple of the entities that have picked us up, the Podcatchers. Player FM is one, Pod Loving, UBook, Radio Public, Listen Note, Castbox, and others. We definitely want to say thank you for doing that and giving a chance for your listeners to listen to us. We've been around for a little while. We're still having fun. We've always enjoyed doing this.
Yep.
Hill & Oaten Strategies, we want to definitely say thank you to them because they've been really supportive of Comic Pop Library with Konami sending us packs. And very specific people, Tim Klein, Lindsay Barber, and Allison Vixent. All three of those have been really nice to us and giving us support. We do have some older packs that we'll be going into as well. Yeah, at the end of the year, we kind of got flooded with a bunch of product. And
we also had trouble with getting our new system set up.
We had to get a new system, and I was in transition to a new job. But we will go back and get some of these. A lot of these you can still pick up within your stores, especially your hobby stores. So you also, everybody out there got to see the advent calendar that they sent to us that we posted on Facebook and our web page. If you didn't know it was out there and only listened to the podcast, you can go back and see the advent calendar we posted.
Yeah.
A single post a day just featuring those.
I was in charge of the website and Dad was in charge of the Facebook.
Yep. So we kind of had fun with that. So we appreciate them sending us the advent calendar as well to share with everybody. And we wanted to be a surprise each day instead of just opening it up and say, this is
what
it
that
is.
Seemed a bit.
So we wanted to have fun with it in that way. Mm-hmm. So, and I think we did. So thank you to them for supporting us. Hope you've enjoyed listening to us. So thank you again to Hill & Oaten and Konami. And like I said, Lindsay, Tim, and Allison, thank you very much for supporting us. We've been having fun reviewing the Yu-Gi-Oh! Legendary Duelist Sisters of the Rose. We're going to be ending the show with Sappy by Red Velvet. We open the show with Shake It by Sistar. And these two women's groups, you can find them at, you can definitely find them on YouTube, but Sistar is through Leon Entertainment and Red Velvet is through SM Town. The Sistar's Shake It is from 2015 and Sappy is fairly recent, from 2019. So just with some of these card openings, if they're kind of Japanese, Asian flavored, we're going to kind of spotlight some of the Asian bands.
Yeah, because we started running out of Yu-Gi-Oh! Songs.
True. We don't want to. We were reusing some of the same songs from Yu-Gi-Oh! So we're going to have fun and just kind of explore and post some snippets from
other places.
Asian artists for K-rock or K-pop, whatever we might find, and just have fun with that. So those are the two that we used this time around. But again, we hope you've had fun listening to us. We'll catch everybody on the flip side. Bye now.
Bye. You're such a young boy. Such a sappy, sappy boy. Come on, boy. Yeah. Sappy, yeah. Mesa, mesa, shite, minus 15, kimi. Uji, uji, mata, yuju, futan, kimi.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it
If you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.